From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. If you need to make a purchase on Amazon, now would be a good time to do it. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, starting Saturday, Californians will have to pay sales tax on purchases.
The new requirement comes after a long battle last year between Amazon and California lawmakers. But 200 other out-of-state companies with major business in California could also be on the hook to collect sales taxes. It applies to any company with more than $1 million in sales to Californians in the past year or more than $10,000 in sales referred by an affiliate in the state. Board of Equalization member George Runner says it's hard to say exactly how much the tax will bring in to the cash-strapped state.
The estimate was that there's probably maybe around $1 billion that is potentially out there. And this bill was estimated to be able to collect about $200 million of that.
Californians are already required to pay a sales tax, called a use tax, on out-of-state purchases, but most customers don't pay it. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
New numbers out this morning show foreclosure starts are down in California. Research firm RealtyTrack says banks sent out more than 16,600 notices of default in August.
That was down 42% from August 2012, and that followed three straight months of increases in those notices of default.
RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says overall foreclosure activity, which includes default notices, auctions, and bank repos, also fell last month.
That was down 32% year over year, and that 32% drop was the ninth straight month where we've seen a year-over-year decrease in the California numbers.
Still, California posted the nation's third highest foreclosure rate. Bloomquist says it's because California was hit so hard by the foreclosure crisis and because the state has more people in housing units than any other states. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Brell.